KFSR presents First Ladies Focus, the personal stories behind people who love Fresno State. Featuring Fresno State's First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro, and KFSR Program Director, Julie Logan, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Julie Logan, along with my co-host, Fresno State First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Julie.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're excited to have a very special guest with us today, and Mary has the introductions.
We are very excited to be in the studio this morning with our distinguished alumna this year for the Top Dog Awards at Fresno State, and that's Kim Ruiz Beck. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with both of you ladies.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Well, is it okay if I call you Kim?
Absolutely.
All right. Kim is the chairman of the Ruiz Food Products Incorporated, and she's also an alumnus of the Craig School of Business. She serves on the Foundation Board of Governors for California State University Fresno Foundation, and she is a very busy woman with a rich history. So we're not going to be able to cram it all into half an hour, but I'm so glad that you took the time to come and visit with us this morning. What I wanted to know from you was, how did you feel when they notified you that you were going to be the distinguished alumna?
Shock. President Castro called, and it's the greatest honor I've ever gotten. I think, you know, I've spent all my life, you know, our business is 53 years old and founded by my father and grandfather. So it really has been about the business. Mm-hmm. My father is just a legend. He's such an amazing person. So I've been kind of the background person,
yes,
making sure that everything goes, you know, good for him and that he gets the recognition. So for me to get this, I'm totally uncomfortable with it, but I feel like it's a great honor.
Well, it must be a unique experience to grow up with such a dynamic family.
Yes.
With your grandfather starting the business and then your father, he's such a powerhouse and he's a very charismatic person, too. I love visiting with your dad every time that I get the opportunity to. But growing up with those type of role models and that strong work ethic, how did that make you feel as you were trying to decide where you would fit in?
You know, it's so funny. This is all I've ever wanted, was to be a part of the business.
Oh, I love it.
So, you know, I think I shared when we did some filming that my mom worked in the office when the business was. And so it was kind of our babysitter. We'd get picked up from school, go to the office, do our homework. You know, everything really was about the business. And so I was just so proud of the business, so proud of my dad and my grandfather and all their accomplishments. I never really considered anything else.
Well, as it being the largest manufacturer of frozen Mexican food in the United States, that is a huge accomplishment with a lot of moving parts. So I'm sure that knowing that you have pretty much all hands on deck with your family has been a great part of its success. But being part of a family business also has its own dynamics, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, definitely a challenge.
You grew up in Tulare and you went to Tulare schools. Talk a little bit about what was your experience like when you were in elementary and in high school? Were you a little bit famous in that area because of your family having the business?
Or it was
did the other kids want you to get them burritos? Because that's what, if you were my friend, I'd like to get a burrito.
Now, for my boys, their friends, they always know there's burritos in the freezer when they come to visit, and they're
that's
welcome.
That's a great perk.
Yes. But no, I mean, we were a very small business growing up, and so just a small manufacturer. I think my senior year of high school is when my father and grandfather won Small Business Person of the Year, and we were in the Rose Garden with President Reagan, and it was just the greatest honor being part of that. So,
Did you go on that trip?
I did. Our whole family went, and so, yeah, it's a beautiful memory that we have. And so, you know, I mean, I think, again, the business, I mean, the funny things, like when we moved, it was our big frozen truck. You know, we'd load that with all our belongings and move us to another house. So we had the big Rosita C truck out front.
Oh,
people knew who was moving
truck.
In. Yes.
Well, you get a real warm welcome to the neighborhood then.
Yes.
So when you were in high school, were there any clubs or activities that you did, or was the expectation that when school was over, you'd go right to the plant?
We did. I mean, working was always part of growing up. It always makes me laugh because I remember being a senior and I would go to school half a day and then I had work experience, but I would go and I did the payroll as a senior in high school
for
our business.
Experience.
But I would never trust my senior in high school with the doing payroll. I can't believe they trusted me that much. But, you know, again, we were small. So you just did whatever it took. Mm-hmm. And so I did ride horses. I love horses. Oh. I think I got my first horse. I was about 10. And so I showed horses growing up. And so that was pretty much any spare time and weekends I was on my horse.
You were with the horses.
Yes. And I had hoped my boys would love horses. I decorated my nursery with cowboys. And as soon as they got old enough, they were like, Mom, take this stuff down. We like baseball.
So. It was subliminal. You kept trying to get the horses in there.
I tried.
So you mentioned doing the payroll. When you spent your summers working there, what were some of the other type of assignments that you had that really clicked with you, that kept your interest and let you know that it was something you enjoyed? Because obviously when you're talking about it, you still light up.
So yeah.
It's nice to see when somebody gets to do something that they truly enjoy. And the personal connection that you have with your family, it just seems like there's an element of that love and that bonding of the family that has translated into your business and the way that you develop your products and look at your customers, that it's not just all business.
Yeah.
It's much deeper.
Yeah, we're a family business. We make food for families. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's a great responsibility. You know, families are busy. We can certainly relate. I'm a mom of three kids. You're trying to get dinner on the table quickly. And so you take that to heart whenever we're doing, you know, any product development or stuff. You know how that family feels and what they need. And so I think growing up, I got to tag along with my dad to food shows and sales calls. And again, I was always just so proud to go with him. And, you know, I just wanted to be a part of it. We have just amazing people at Reese. I mean, we have probably the best management team in the food industry. The results have just been amazing, especially this last 5 years. And it's all about people. I love going in and listening to our team talk about our business. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything makes me happier is listening to, like, we have an amazing marketing team and operations team and sales team. And so it's my favorite thing to do is listen to them talk to our customers about our business.
About how many employees do you have?
We have about 3,600. But we're still growing. Wow. We're going to be starting up some additional lines in the fall and the early spring. So we'll get close to 4,000, I think.
And being able to have that personal relationship, it gets harder as you continue to grow. There was one thing that you were talking about earlier about outside your door, that there's a wall of pictures of babies in little onesies that have Ruiz Foods on them. And, you know, I don't think that many businesses would have that focus. And that just goes to how much you truly love your employees. And I bet your turnover has got to be very low because it seems like it would be a great environment to work in.
Yeah, I think if you compare us to other businesses, it's lower. And I think the family, again, we're so big, it's so hard to know everyone's name like we used to. And, you know, used to know all about their families and their kids and what was happening. That gets harder and harder. But the family really owns the culture of the business. And that's what we try to, you know, there's a lot of us between my brother and my father and myself and my boys try to touch as many team members as we can throughout the year. But doing special things like the onesies that say got burritos and, you know, it is fun to get to just be part of how their family grows and the special milestones for them.
Well, you can't have the type of longevity that your company has had without that. And so you came to Fresno State and you got a bachelor's degree in business marketing. How did you choose Fresno State?
Well, I had initially gone away to school. I met my husband and fell in love. And, you know, we wanted to be back in this area. I mean, I always knew I was coming back to Reese Foods. And so came back and I actually commuted most of my time. So my time at Fresno State, I was working, getting married, and I was very results-oriented, very driven.
You were multitasking all the way around.
Yes, yes. I know they asked me about, on-campus experience. I'm like, you know, I was here going to class. I think we had a nice group of ladies that we would meet and watch Young and the Restless or Days of Our Lives in the student center, and that was kind of our little break during the day.
And your hard work paid off with you being the first in your family to graduate from college.
Thank you.
That was such a proud moment for your parents to be able to see you reach that milestone. How did you feel when you walked across the stage on that day?
Oh my gosh, it was a long time ago, especially when they put the date of the year I graduated. I'm like, it's been that long. But I mean, I think every child, you want to make your parents proud. Mm-hmm. And I knew my future was in the business. So I really absorbed everything, and especially my business classes, and took it back to Reese. You know, if I had class in the morning and learned a little something, I'm running back to Larry to share it with my dad. So we had a lot of that. So it was really, I think I shared one of the market research classes I had. We were testing a mini chimichanga. And so I sampled all students here and did a little survey about whether they liked it or not. And so it was obviously a big success. We still sell a lot of mini chimichangas. Our company philosophy came from a management class that I took here. And they were talking about the importance of company philosophies. And I asked my dad, he said, no, we don't even have one. And so we worked together. We kind of plagiarized some large companies that we liked and made it our own. And that's still in the lobby of our office in Dinuba. And we encourage each of our managers to have it in their office as well to guide their decision making.
Sure. And it sounds to me like you're describing you had a mix of a living lab with what you were doing and working and then being able to go straight from your class and put it into action.
Yeah. And some of my professors were so great. We had a specific business problem. And one of my professors actually came, you know, to the office and helped and worked with our team to try to solve it. And so it was a really nice, really great experience for me.
Then you went on to get your master's in administrative leadership from Fresno Pacific. And what were some of the key points that you felt you benefited from by going on and getting a master's degree?
Well, I think I had been working for about 20 years, and we were hiring some really amazing people, you know, with master's degrees, scientists, engineers, and I wanted to be part of that leadership team. So for me, it was important to kind of build my resume as well. And I knew, you know, given these people, they specialize in each of their functional areas, I was probably not going to be more of an expert than they were in their area. But what I needed to learn how to do was to pull people together. So that's why the administrative leadership, you know, how do you get people to work together as a team? That was what was important to me.
And did you have any of your children at that time when you were working on your master's?
Well, I had my two older boys were in school. And then my third son was born 2 weeks after I graduated.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a great incentive to get my thesis done because I knew I wasn't going to have much time.
I guess so. Yeah, that's a firm deadline right there.
Yes, exactly.
So I asked you about your sons. You have three sons, Tyler, Travis, and Trent, and what they're doing now. And one thing that I really appreciated was, and we'll talk about what they are doing, but that you said that each one of them has to work outside of the business for a while before they can work for the business. Why do you think that's beneficial?
Well, I think, again, I mentioned all I've ever known is frozen Mexican food. And, you know, as you kind of reflect back and we think about the business going forward, and I didn't want my boys to feel trapped in the business, that that's the only thing that they can do.
Sure.
So we want them to experience outside and know that, you know what, if it doesn't work at Reese Foods, you can go on and do something else. It also gives them credibility with our team members because they've gone on. I watched my oldest son, Tyler. He worked up in San Francisco, and he worked in the business when he was at Fresno State. But then he went away and he really came back a different person. He had a greater sense of self-confidence. He knew the area that he'd chosen to focus on, and he brought that back, and we learned from him at Reese.
I think that confidence factor too, so that when he is working or when anybody is working in that situation, to know that he is there of his own right, his own talents, his own skills, that it wasn't something that was given to him by birthright.
Exactly.
Getting the respect of the people that he's going to engage with is very important towards his success.
And I think, you know, actually my brother, Matt, who's also a Fresno State grad, he kind of set the tone for that. He worked outside and then came back. And, you know, you really learn if your last name is Reese or Beck, you get treated a little bit differently inside the building. And so just to be an employee and understand some of the challenges that you face in that environment, I think hopefully gives them a little more compassion as we make decisions at Reese Foods.
It's also beneficial to see how other people do things. because I think you can always learn. I love it when we have the opportunity to go to other campuses or to meet with presidents and spouses from other areas across the country and hear how they're dealing with the same type of issue that we're dealing with, and just getting that different perspective and seeing how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. And mentors can be good and bad too. Sometimes your best lessons are, you know, when you weren't treated so well, and you really want to make sure that that doesn't happen to other people.
Absolutely. I agree with that. So you're also very committed to community service. And one of the ways that you give back is that you're a trustee at Valley Children's Hospital, and you're the president of the Valley Children's Healthcare Foundation. What is it about Valley Children's that made you choose them as a place where you wanted to invest some of your time?
Well, I think early on we had several of our team members. Their children were cared for at Valley Children's, and that was really the impetus for the start of our Reese for Kids. Our team had watched them give such great care to one of our employees' kids. He had heart surgery, and another one had I think it was called Kawasaki's disease, a blood disorder.
Oh, my.
And so that just lit a passion, and they wanted to do something for the hospital. So they came together, formed a nonprofit, started brainstorming ideas about how to raise money. For me, my middle son, Travis, was a patient after he was born at Children's Hospital. So, you know, you get a sense of, you know, it's really a scary time, and it's amazing. You know, he was being cared for at the local NICU. You could see that they weren't comfortable dealing with him. And when Children's came and got him in that ambulance, you know, it gives you such a sense of comfort because they knew exactly what to do, exactly how to take his blood.
Right.
They had the right equipment for him. And so it was a great experience. So I want, you know, our team members, our community, all those kids to get the best possible care.
Oh, that's a great reason. You mentioned about Ruiz for Kids. When was that founded?
Oh, my goodness. I think we're at about 25 years ago.
So what types of fundraising activities do you do, or how often do you do it? Do you have a website for Ruiz for
Kids? We do. Yeah, ruizforkids.org.
Okay, we'll put that up so our listeners can follow up. But what have been some of the major events that you've had that you felt were very successful?
Everything's been around children and education. And so we used to put on two events. We did a fiesta and then our golf tournament. It became so large and so successful, it was difficult to manage both. And so
that's
really
a good problem.
We really narrowed our focus probably 3 years ago, focusing on our golf tournament. We brought in $450,000 this last year, all for scholarships.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 290 of that, I believe, went to students here in the Central Valley. Mm-hmm. Last year, we started a community college graduate program, and we give them $2,000. So COS, Reedley College, I think Fresno City, we had some graduates from there. And so helping them further their education. And we're really excited about that. The difference between someone graduating high school and then that 2 years at junior college, they really know what their goals are, where they want to go.
Yes.
And so we're very excited to support them.
It's an important transition period where they're maturing and having that exposure to different things that they might not be able to have in their high school is what helps them get a little bit of guidance towards which direction they want to go. The criteria for that, is that just for Rui's employees, or how do people apply for it?
Oh, no. There's minimum GPA requirements, and it's $1,000 for the high school graduates. And so, gosh, I think here in the Valley, we gave about 250 of them.
Wow.
So we're out at each of the high schools, our team members. But it really is about giving them a vote of confidence.
Definitely.
That somebody believes in them. And actually, we get a lot out of it because we got over 700 applications. And our employees, our team members kind of divvy up into teams. Mm-hmm. And we take the applications and read them. And they're so inspiring.
It's hard to choose.
Yes, it is very hard to choose. That's what makes us work so hard to raise money at the golf tournament. So we don't have to choose. We get a lot. I mean, you know, these kids, they are amazing. All that they have to do to get into college.
Absolutely.
Nowadays, it's so competitive. They're so impressive.
And when you hear the backstories, and there's still so many students that when I get to hear their stories, and I'm probably the same thing happens when they're applying, is that they see themselves as part of the future. And then you get to, by way of the scholarships, be a part of that success.
Yeah.
And it's that ripple effect that gets that family into higher education or into fields that they may never have imagined for themselves.
Yes. I agree with you. It's a ripple effect because we try to get one of our scholarship recipients to come back each year and kind of speak at our golf tournament. And they are so inspiring. So our vendors who we asked to partner with us, it engages them. It's a nice program.
Another way that you are giving back is that your family has committed to $1 million to expand the Fresno State University Business Center. And so part of that gift is to establish the Ruiz Foods Executive Classrooms. That's going to be state-of-the-art learning environment for students through the Craig School of Business. Why was that important for your company to be a part of that?
You know, we give a certain percent of our profits each year to the community. We talk about investing in the community because we're a business and we want to make what's the return for that investment. And we want we kind of look at the community that same way. We're passionate about education. And when we looked at transformational gifts, Fresno State was great. They brought us different options.
Yes.
And we really felt strongly about the executive and the MBA program. And they need the best learning environment here.
Right.
So we can keep those students here because we don't want them to move away to go get their MBA. They can get their best MBA here. We have several of our team members that have gone through the program and to watch those folks transform and move along in their career. It's an investment. It's our future leaders. And so I think their learning environment is important.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I agree that the environment makes a big difference. But I think that a lot of the students who will be using it will be similar to the experience you had, where they already have that idea of where they want to be. And when you went and you got your master's degree in administrative leadership, I mean, you've definitely shown what you can do with a leadership position. But for our students to be able to have that comfortable place that has the technology it needs in order for them to take it to the next level.
Yes, I'm excited. I think in a couple of weeks, I get to see the plans.
How fun.
Yes, we're very excited.
So now you're getting close to being empty nesters here with Trent just started at Chapman College. And how are you feeling about that?
Oh,
how are
my
you and
gosh.
Tom feeling about that?
It's different. That's for sure. I think I was sharing earlier, for all those years, I would nag my boys about all their clothes and the shoes by the back door. And, you know, why are there five pairs of shoes for each person by the back door? And now there's no shoes by the back door.
And
sometimes I'd love to have shoes by the back door. Our house is definitely a little quieter. The grocery bill is a lot less.
Well, I would guess so with three boys. That's got to be a huge reduction.
I know. I bought milk just because I thought we needed milk. But we're excited at the same time to plan our own adventures. So, you know, for all these years, everything is about the kids and the business.
Yeah.
And so it's our time and we're enjoying some getaways.
You get to focus on what you like. Is there a special place that you like to go or hobby that you like to participate in?
Well, I've been trying to golf for I don't know how long. So that's on my list. My husband's a very good golfer. So I'd like to, for us to be able to go, for him to enjoy a round of golf with me as opposed to probably getting frustrated with me.
But, does he try to give you tips when you're...
No, I think he's given up on me. But, no, he's good. He's a good help. But no, we love to go to Morro Bay. My mom lives in Morro Bay. My sister and her family are over there. So it's fun to,
very nice,
to see them. And now I can go to her kids' sporting events, which is kind of fun.
Oh, that's great. And what is a personal goal of yours that you would have set for within the next 5 years?
Well, I think it's time for me to talk about retirement and finalizing that. My boys have been, my two older boys, both working at Reese Foods, and my brother Matt, and they have really embraced the stewardship of the business. And it's time to let them shine.
And that's got to be comforting to you, too, to know that you have done your part during your time and they're willing to step up and take their leadership roles. That's got to be a big pride point for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so proud. And they're so smart. I mean, my son Tyler is our vice president of our Reese for Kids and in charge of the golf tournament. And they're using apps for things. And they just make it a lot. It seems a lot easier than the way we were doing it.
Right.
And so, again, watching that and watch the business kind of evolve.
Yes.
To more of the millennials and how they like to work in that work environment. I enjoy that.
It's a different approach. But you mentioned technology. How do you see technology moving your business in the future? You've expanded outside of the state, but do you see that continuing to happen with the new technology that's happening in food preparation?
You know, innovation is an important part of our growth of our business. We're always looking at new flavors and new forms. And luckily, Mexican food is very popular. So we have to have a component is very hand done, you know, just like you would do in your own kitchen. But then we have larger lines located in Texas and in South Carolina, and those are more automated. So technology is really important. We right now are spending a significant amount of time. We have probably 100 people on an ERP implementation project. So we're converting all our technology to a new system.
Right.
And so that's really going to take us to the next level where we can start, instead of entering data and gathering data, we really can start analyzing the data and making it a tool for the management team. So I'm very excited about that.
How has the healthier choice nutrition-wise affected the type of product that you put out?
Well, we've always, over time, we will evolve. Whatever is important to consumers, it has to be important to us as well. And so we've evolved over time with, you know, fats and taking fat out of the product where we can with not affecting the flavor.
Yes.
It also provides us with new product opportunities. So we are launching some very premium type products. Some all-natural products are in test in the marketplace. So,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Good.
It is fun. People love flavor. And so it's kind of nice.
Well, they want it to be flavorful and fast.
Yes. And so Mexican food is the perfect fit for that. Especially frozen burritos. That's perfect.
Well, our little guy loves them. You had given me some samples a while back, and he really liked it. And then the breakfast burrito, he liked that too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So so with people wanting a hot breakfast and protein, our breakfast burritos have just done really well.
Well, and you know, food has such an emotional connection for many people. And I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for being one of our partners with the Fresno State Student Cupboard. And thank you for the donations that you've given of food and monetary donations. We appreciate that you believe in our students and that you've been supportive of that program. We just crossed a milestone with the cupboard to where we've had over 100,000 visits since we opened in November of 14. So we're very proud of the way that it's serving our students. But that program would not be possible if it wasn't for great community partners such as yourself that have stepped up in ways that you can to help our students. And they're very grateful. So I wanted to relay that to you and thank you and Ruiz Foods for being a part of that.
Oh, and you know, all that really does come from our team members. We ask them to support the students, bring in a donation. And it's been great. I think the awareness that you have brought to the needs of the students, certainly, you know, for us has just been surprising.
Yes.
You know, to think that, you know, here they are doing all the right things to get through school and that, you know, that they don't have enough food to get them through the week. I mean, we want to help.
We want to make sure
that that's not a problem for them.
No, and they're here and they're trying because they want to be productive members of our community, too. So we want to help them to reach that goal.
Absolutely.
And the cupboard has been a big part of that. So do you have any special preparations that you're doing for the big night for Top Dog Awards?
Oh, well, of course I have to get a dress. And
oh, you're still looking for your dress.
Oh, I got to get myself organized.
Your gown.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're going to have a lot of tables of family members there to cheer on.
Yes, some of our management team is coming.
Wonderful.
My family is coming. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm, again, very nervous about how it'll all come together. But again, it's such a great honor. And I just feel blessed that you guys would consider me as a recipient of the award. Again, the past recipients are, you know, people that I really look up to in the community. So I'll try to work hard to make you guys proud.
Well, you already have and you're home, so you shouldn't be nervous when you're there. Yeah. It's going to be a great evening and we look forward to celebrating all that you've worked hard for and that you continue to contribute to our community. We're just very proud that you're a Fresno State alum that you're the distinguished alumna for this year's Top Dog Awards.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Of course.
Thanks again to our very special guest, Fresno State Top Dog 2017, distinguished alumna Kim Ruiz Beck. And of course, my co-host, Fresno State's First Lady, Mrs. Mary Castro. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10 for another First Lady's Focus on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents First Lady's Focus every Sunday morning at 10. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.